Morning, everyone. Welcome to a live edition of CKO Wednesday at Wattala. My name is Reen Cook, reminding you views and opinions expressed by our guests and our callers during CKO Wednesday at Wattala, not necessarily those of 97.3 CKON or the Akwesaste Communication Society. And we would like to let you know, if you'd like to phone in a question, by all means, give us a call, 358-3427, 613-575-2101. And you can email me, reen at cknfm.com. And you can also listen to us on our website, cknfm.com. That's especially useful for people that live away and want to stay close to Akwesaste. So as I say, I go to all of our people that live outside of the territory in different states and provinces and different tribes and whatnot. We welcome you to Akwesaste. It's a beautiful day here today on this, the 19th of August. It is a Tuesday. I got to get my day straight here. I got radio bingo on the mind, and so do everyone else for this evening. But right now, we are going to turn our attention to our friends coming to us from the Akwesaste Mohawk Board of Education. And I had Wednesday on my mind because that's when the big event is. And we're promoting something called Cirque de Akwesaste, which is awesome. This is the 8th annual event, and we have Nichelle Loran, Johnny King, and Madison White. And all three ladies are education interns with the Akwesaste Mohawk Board of Education. So they are working very hard to put together this event, and they'd like to extend an invitation on behalf of AMBI to attend this amazing event, which is scheduled for Wednesday, August 20th, tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. So we'll welcome Nichelle, Johnny, and Madison to the show. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Nichelle, for having us.
Yeah, and we're glad that you could join us. Always a lot of things that people kind of get together and try and get in there before the end of summer. We've got summer schools just getting out. Lacrosse is done. So got a lot of events happening over the next couple of weeks for Akwesaste Lono to keep everybody busy, spend some time together with their families, and be able to have fun. So who would like to start us off with some information? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. We'll go with Johnny. Good morning, Johnny, and welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good morning, Reen. I am an education intern at the Akwesaste Mohawk Board of Education.
Yep.
I've been an occasional worker the past few years. Really enjoy the work that I'm doing.
Awesome.
Before we get started on the fun fair, I just want to do a quick promotion of our Pack the Backpack program. Okay. And that's it's designed to provide for families who struggle, low-income families. And since AMBI is focused on providing nutritious snacks to the students in their schools, that is what we anticipate to fill the backpack. Anything from granola bars, fruit, canned goods, or any other type of nutritious snacks. The big question here that we always ask is, what are these kids going home to on the weekends or during the holidays? So that's why we started this program. And donations can be dropped off at the AMBI office Monday to Friday, 8 to 4. And I believe the kickoff for that to start would be in December.
Okay. All right, so we want to have people keep that in mind, especially when we have our, week or two break, for school and things of that nature. So granola bars, fruit, what else?
Any other type of nutritious snack, because that's what AMBI is focused on.
All right, nutritious snacks. All right, so people can start donating those in December?
They can probably start now.
Okay.
That's right. When they anticipate it to start, but they will be taking donations.
Okay. All right. So I know that sometimes with the things that we send to school and whatnot have to be nut free and things of that nature.
Oh, yes. I know at least all the schools are peanut free.
Yep. So I think that everybody probably pretty much is on board with that. So just want to remind people, again, everything needs to be peanut free because of allergies. It's amazing. Like when we were little, I don't think that people had the allergies. I know that we had some people in my class that had epilepsy. I know that we had people that were allergic to bee stings, but mm-hmm. I mean, for peanuts and everything else, we have a lot of people that are very, very sensitive
it
now.
It seems to be more common these
it's
days,
interesting,
the peanut allergy, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So we appreciate that. It's called Pack the Backpack program. Pack the Backpack program, and it's through the Akwesasne Mohawk Board of Education, AMBI. Their offices are located behind the Peachtree Mall. And again, you can drop those off Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the phone number, a lot of people have it on their phones already, just in case you don't, or maybe you've got your child is just starting into the school system. You might be a new parent. So 613-933-0409, 613-933-0409. Are there any other initiatives, Johnny, that you'd like to pass along on behalf of AMBI, aside from the Cirque de Akwesasne? All set? All right. Thank you, Johnny. I appreciate it. You're awesome. Cirque de Akwesasne, as we welcome to the airwaves, Nichelle Loran. Thank you for joining us, Nichelle.
Thanks.
Can you tell us just a little bit about yourself and your position as an education intern with AMBI as well?
Yeah, I was hired through Area Management Board program.
Okay.
So it was just an opportunity that I was given, so I said, well, I'll take it. It's education, because I'm going to school in Potsdam for psychology, so
nice.
I said, figure, might as well go and try it. So far, so good. So this is what we had to plan the fun fair.
All right.
So
this is the 8th annual event, and it's called Cirque de Akwesasne. Refresh my memory, do we call it that every year, or is that a new theme this year?
No, they do a different theme each year.
Okay.
So this year, Debbie Trance, our supervisor, had suggested, well, let's do like a circus theme this year.
That's awesome.
So we went upon that, and we got all types of circus fun going on. So we have games, we have popcorn, we have pony rides, we have everything you could think of.
That is really cool. And our weather tomorrow, we're going to do it rain or shine?
Yeah, it's as far as we know, the weather's supposed to be sunny.
Yeah.
But if it does rain, we can move it inside.
All right, so I need to call Tom Messner to make sure that, you know, and for those of you that burn and give your Thanksgiving every day, we ask that we have some nice weather for the event tomorrow, and we appreciate, give thanks for the nice day we had yesterday and today as well. So on my forecast here in front of me from the National Weather Service out of Burlington, mostly sunny tomorrow, highs reaching near 82. So that's good. Mm-hmm. Very good. We had a lot of people giving thanks, and we end up with a beautiful day tomorrow. So that'll be good. So thank you, Nichelle. We'll get back to you in just a moment. I want to make sure that everybody meets Madison as well. Madison White, you too are an education intern. Welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I sure am, and thank you. Well, I got hired through Indian Affairs, which is INAC, and that's basically all I could say. I'm just a summer intern until I go back to school in a couple days.
All right. Now, are you in high school or college?
I'm going into my sophomore year of college right now.
And what do you take?
I'm going for humanities right now, but I want to go into either child or clinical psychology.
Nice. All right. Well, excellent. You get a great feel for the education system. You get to see the ins and outs, you know, and especially the things that go on behind the scenes. A lot of people think it's just go to, you know, the teachers show up at 8 o'clock, kids get there at 8:10, we eat our breakfast, learn all day, and go home on the bus. Well, there's a lot that happens during the summer that you have to prepare for, and I'm sure that you ladies, you know, have learned a lot and have maybe even been overwhelmed at times on what they have to do during the summer.
Oh, that's definite. Oh, yeah. It gets pretty busy. We've had a busy month.
Wow. And then putting together an event like this, kind of almost be able to blow off steam and be able to enjoy it, mm-hmm. and see people bring their kids and to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's get back to the event for tomorrow. Again, we're talking with Nichelle Loran, Johnny King, and Madison White. All three young ladies joining us today as education interns at the Akwesasne Mohawk Board of Education, AMBI. And the big event is happening at the Akwesasne Mohawk School on Cornwall Island. So maybe if we can give the time again and maybe more broken down wise of, you know, with the pony rides and what people can expect when they show up tomorrow.
Well, we actually still have room for vendors in the community if anyone wants to get involved. We'll be at AMS tomorrow at 8:30 setting up.
Okay.
Or they could call in starting right now to the board and just give their name, what they want to serve or do.
Okay. Now, is there any charge for the vendors to set up?
Nope, not at all.
Okay. Do they need to bring their own table, chairs, things like that?
We should have our own tables, but that would be awesome if they could bring their own.
Okay. I think a lot of them, they have all their gear.
Yeah.
Mostly. The people that that do this quite frequently. So, again, vendors are still needed. They've still got room for vendors if people would like to get involved. And, again, it's tomorrow at AMS on Cornwall Island. Johnny?
It starts at 10 a.m. and it's over at 2 p.m.
Okay.
We have Eve's Carnival from Cornwall bringing some games. He's got a cotton candy stand, popcorn, snow cones. We got Bounce and Bounce. Karina Oaks' business, she's bringing some bouncy houses and a water slide. Lindsay Rumpoint, she's doing pony rides. She's got two mini horses, one with a carriage and one with a saddle. So it'll be real fun for the little guys to enjoy. Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool. Thanks so much. The horses are really, really nice to have at an event. And people that are so dedicated to animals love them with all their heart and take such good care of their horses. It's nice to be able to share that with the community. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much, Lindsay. Is there any charge for any of the events besides like the food or snacks or anything? Did you just lose some power? You okay now?
Yeah, that's good.
Technical difficulties? Yeah. Are you okay?
We're also going to have food. We're going to have hot dogs and chips and maybe some pasta salad set up for everybody to enjoy.
Now, is that free? The food is free there? Now, what about the cotton candy? Do we have to bring a couple toonies for that?
No.
Okay, so that's not
free.
Everything is free.
Yes.
All right. That's awesome. So you can leave your toonies and loonies at home, save the money for the school clothes, and come out, bring the family. It's for everybody. And I think that that's probably really, really important as well. No drop-offs, right?
No drop-offs.
No drop-offs. We've got to have supervision. So it'd be really nice if maybe somebody on your road or in your neighborhood or in your family decides, okay, I got a minivan and my brother's got a minivan. Let's load the kids up and let's take them and we'll step up and be supervisors for them. So please, no drop-offs. And I also encourage parents, you know, that have kids on the island to make sure that they let the kids know they need to be accompanied by an adult. Because mm-hmm. I know that you probably have some people that will try and just ride their bike over.
Yes, definitely.
We've got to have supervision for everybody's own kids.
For sure.
Yeah. So now, do we need any volunteers? Are you guys all covered? Do you have a lot of interns? Do you need help?
It's just the three of us interns, but we have assistance from staff at the Board of Ed.
So. Okay. All right, that's awesome. Anything else with regards to any of the 4 hours that are planned for tomorrow for Cirque des Aqua Zasne?
Just that we do still have a lot of space for vendors if the community wants to get involved.
Okay. All right. Excellent. So, again, we'll give you that phone number, 613-933-0409, 613-933-0409. You can also email summer.student@ambi.ca, and you ladies will be able to access that email. So, again, it's at AMS Cornwall Island Aqua Zasne tomorrow. Weather looks perfect for it. It's a circus theme this year. There'll be carnival games, cotton candy. There'll be pony rides. And the bounce houses, a lot of fun for everybody. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So a great way to pack it in for summer and bring everybody down. It's free of charge. They will have food. The cotton candy's free as well while it lasts, I'm sure. So make sure you get there early and have fun with the carnival games as well. Anything else before we let you go, ladies?
Just a shout out to Dwayne Thomas for setting this up.
Dwayne is the man. Good morning, Mr. Transportation Supervisor. Hello, Dwayne. He's my fellow 72er. So I hope that he's having a good day. And I love his son, Dane. Dane without the W. I'll send a shout out to him as well. I hope you had a good time at lacrosse. I saw him before he went to provincials. They were doing some fundraising and stuff. So, Dane, if you're listening, hello. We were just talking about your dad, and now we're talking about you. So, you better be at Cirque des Aqua Zasne tomorrow. All right, so ladies, thank you so much. I wish you much success in your endeavors as you continue your education, and thank you for spending time helping the Aqua Zasne Mohawk Board of Education be as successful as they can be getting geared up for the 2014-2015 school year, and of course, having fun with the kids and the families here in Aqua Zasne with this big event tomorrow.
Thank you for having us.
Keep up the great work, guys. Ona. 97.3 CKLN, that is Nichelle Loran, Johnny King, and Madison White. All three ladies are education interns, and they come to us from the Akwesasne Mohawk Board of Education, promoting Cirque de Akwesasne, the 8th annual fun fair, sponsored by the Akwesasne Mohawk Board of Education, and it's being held at AMS on Cornwall Island, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. No drop-offs, please. Make sure that your children are supervised. It is free and open to the entire community. And again, they still have room for vendors. If anybody wants to get involved, they can call 933-0409 or email summer.student@ambi.ca. So let's get a lot of people to attend here. These ladies have worked real hard coordinating this event and all of the work that they've done through their summer internship over at the Akwesasne Mohawk Board of Education. Hope to see everybody over there tomorrow for Cirque de Akwesasne.
What dreg sub do I want today? Turkey. Turkey with mayo, pickles, and cheese. No, ham. Yes, I'm going to have a ham and cheese. Wait, I haven't had a Drex roast beef sub in a while. I'll add hot peppers and Russian. What's this? This month's Drex sub of the month is a turkey, ham, and roast beef sub? Perfect.
Also for the month of August, two North Country traditions come together for August. Drex subs and glazier hot dogs. Get your special Drex subs glazier hot dog, your North Country traditions.
Morning, everyone, and that'll do it for this edition of CKL Wednesday to Watalo. Thanks so much for listening in. Again, we thank our guests, Nichelle Loran, Johnny King, and Madison White. They are education interns from AMBI promoting Cirque de Akwesasne. Reminding you, views and opinions expressed by our guests and our callers during CKL Wednesday to Watalo, not necessarily those of 97.3 CKLN or the Akwesasne Communication Society. We invite you back here on Thursday. We've got another live edition of CKL Wednesday to Watalo, and I believe we're going to be discussing a food bank. So looking forward to that. And then later on in the week, we'll be promoting the MCA Safe Zone program. And they've got a big event kickoff planned for this Saturday. So I know Kyle Thompson will be one of my guests for that pre-recorded edition of Dead to Watalo that we'll take care of for that. So we'll be airing that sometime this week as well, likely Thursday or Friday. Again, thanks for listening. I hope you all have a great Tuesday. And I will be back at it this coming evening, actually, for Radio Bingo. 7 o'clock start time right here on 97.3. Don't forget, we've got $1,000 American for games 1 through 6 tonight for CKLN Radio Bingo for our back-to-school blowout. So join us this evening. Make sure you get out to your distributors and get your cards.